T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good evening. I'm here to report that we've reached a significant milestone on our journey to reopening and recovery. We have been in phase one since last Tuesday. Phase one has gone very well. Over 1,250 businesses have certified that they'll follow the necessary guidelines to protect their employees and the public. What I am monitoring closely are this region's hospitalizations, which thankfully continue to decline. This is a very positive sign. So where do we stand with respect to phase two? Well, first, I'm often asked if people's behavior over Memorial Day weekend has led to any increases in the rate of infection. Right now, it's just too early to tell. But think of it this way. If someone was exposed to the virus, it takes a few days to incubate. They may or may not feel sick, but will be contagious and may possibly end up in a hospital in 7 to 10 days. So next weekend, we'll have a better indication of our ability to head into phase two and whether or not Memorial Day gatherings have had a negative impact. But right now, I remain cautiously optimistic that we'll get through to phase two and beyond, but it's all up to us. Secondly, I want to talk about what's in phase two. This is the phase most people have been waiting for. More open for business signs that bring more money into the local economy, more people back to work, and finally, more haircuts. A third point is New York State small businesses have really taken a beating. They need our help to survive and emerge stronger from this healthcare crisis. Last week, Governor Cuomo announced a new loan fund for qualifying small businesses to help them stay afloat. We are seeing positive signs that this virus is under control and our economy is beginning to show signs of life. Statewide, 8 of 10 regions are in phase one now. Campgrounds and RV parks were allowed to open statewide yesterday. And for animal lovers, today veterinarian practices are open as well. But here's my last point. We are not back to normal, but we're on the path to getting there. This isn't just about protecting ourselves and each other. This is about avoiding this nightmare again. If you want to see this economy reopen sooner, wear a mask. I know you've been hearing me say this a lot, and believe me, I look forward to the day when it won't be necessary. The virus is still here, but because of our actions, phase two is within our reach. And now I'll open up for questions.
Okay, we'll first go to Leanne Stuck from WGRZ.
Hi, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you so much for taking a minute to answer our questions this evening. My question is in regards to phase two. There's been a lot of questions and a little bit of confusion about which businesses will be a part of phase two. Who can open in this time? Is it nail salons, regular salons, hair salons? Can you kind of elaborate a little bit more about the businesses in phase two?
Absolutely, and I can guarantee that probably within the next 48 hours, there'll be a lot more information at forward.ny.gov because some of the regions of upstate like Rochester and Syracuse are just a few days ahead of us, so they're actually going into phase two on Friday. So the guidance as to specifically which businesses are included and what those businesses will have to do in order to be able to be open, what protocols they'll follow will be available. But right now, the governor has said it's hair salons, barbershops. It's going to be offices like accounting, legal, insurance agencies, and best of all, it's going to be small retail, which has been closed. We're going to finally get some retail open in our downtowns. It's going to inject some new life again. So with respect to nail services, stay tuned and we'll see whether that's included as well. But I presume that would be covered under salon services.
We'll move next to Ashley Rowe, WKBW.
Hi, Lieutenant Governor. Just wanting to get your reaction. We just found out this afternoon that the Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo, of course, attached to the convention center, will be closing on Monday. What's your reaction to that?
You know, this is brand new information to me. We're just absorbing this and trying to get more details on what the circumstances were that led to the closing. Is this permanent, temporary? What were the factors involved? So at this moment, I just don't have any more information than that.
Okay, we'll next move on to Christy Kern from WIVB, and this is our last question, unless anybody else has anything.
Hi, Lieutenant Governor. Thanks so much for taking our question. As far as phase two, what is the soonest that we can enter phase two?
1 week from today, which is why I wanted to make this announcement that we are in this home stretch, and that is the time frame at which the governor has spoken about 2 weeks in between each phase in order for us to be able to calibrate and determine whether or not, as we start reopening different parts of the economy, will that result in a spike in infection rates and what that does to our hospitalizations. So the point of going before you today was to say after 1 week of a slight reopening for manufacturing, construction, some limited retail, we've not seen a spike that we can't handle. And that's very good. In fact, the numbers are trending downward. The number of people in ICUs is actually the less it's been in quite some time. If this trend continues and we don't have a major uptick because of Memorial Day behavior, which I just addressed, then we should be poised to enter phase two literally 1 week from today.
Okay, and then last question actually for Leanne Stuck from WGRZ again.
Thank you for taking my question, Lieutenant Governor. This is in regards to the safety protocols that are in place for businesses who will open in phase two. Will there be more information from the state about what these businesses should be doing to prepare for reopening?
Excellent question. And yes, that information will be very specifically detailed based on the type of business. If you look at what we did for phase one, there's literally a category under construction, manufacturing, retail, and it clearly tells you what you have to do to make your workplace safe. And to protect the employer, there's a certification process. Read the protocols, agree to adhere to them, sign it, print it out, and be able to show your employees or the public if they question any of the protocols that you've taken. Again, this is simple. This is about social distancing, creating space within your facility for customers. It's about making sure people wear masks. I'd highly recommend that you take the temperature of all your employees to know whether or not they might be testing, showing positive signs, but not have been tested yet. So we can do all this. So if you look at phase two businesses, you really look at phase one, what they've done, and know that that's really pretty much the realm of what they'll be asked to do as well.
Lieutenant Governor, any final comments before we end?
No, but I can't wait for phase two. So looking forward to giving everyone continued updates. And thank you, Western New York, for getting us there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.